From City Hall, you went to the courthouse.
Yes, sir. I was at City Hall for 18 months, and Gene Curtis, my old friend, was named news editor, a new position, and that left a vacancy at the courthouse. In those days, we had kind of a hierarchy of runs. The top runs paid the most. That's the way we looked at it. City Hall, the courthouse, and then from there, usually you went to the state capitol. We just had one capitol reporter in those days. I got my job when Phil Dessauer, who was a great reporter and editorial writer, came back from the capitol to write editorials. That left a vacancy, and Travis Walsh was sent to the capitol to succeed him. Travis was covering City Hall. So I was sent to City Hall. Gene, meanwhile, had been covering the courthouse for 8 or 9 years, so he stayed there. Then when Gene became news editor, I went to the courthouse, and if I remember right, the fall of 61. And I was there until the fall of 63.
Some of your favorite topics when you were at the courthouse, what would they be? Taxes?
Oh, I've really kind of edged into that tax business. Actually, the courthouse was more fun than a barrel of monkeys because in those days, the World Reporter covered county government, including the county commissioners and so on, as well as the courts. I mean, we had more time, so we did both. Tribune had somebody covering county government and then somebody covering the courts because they were on a much tighter schedule. One of my memories is a guy named J. Bob Lucas, who was the brother of a famous war correspondent named Jim Lucas. J. Bob was just a real grumpy old guy, but once you got to know him, he was really a lot of fun. Had a real face, sense of humor, just laid back and so on. It was always misery to me when I would miss J. Bob on a run. Where is J. Bob? Well, you knew you were in trouble because J. Bob was off digging up something that was going to embarrass you. World Reporter, that is. Sure enough, more than once, I picked up the paper or Tribune and said, my God, J. Bob has beat me to whatever it was. Had a guy named Tom Bevere that covered the courts opposite me.
Judges then in that time?
Well, the judges, in those days we had four district court judges. Maybe a fifth, I'm kind of remember, but the dean of the courthouse in those days, widely respected by everybody and still to this day well-loved, was a fellow named Lee Johnson. Lee had been nominated out of Pawnee County and ran, of course, the whole district, but he was from Pawnee. But it was Lee Johnson, Raymond Graham, Eben L. Taylor, and I forgot the fourth one, to be honest about it. And then we had four common pleas judges that handled misdemeanors, and they had a certain jurisdiction up to so much. They did the preliminary hearings. So it was a much simpler place to cover than it is now. I want to make that clear because I could almost cover the courts. They were all on one floor and so on. When I first went over there, my old friend from Sand Springs, Bob Sims, Robert L. Sims, was the county attorney. He had become county attorney after Howard Edmondson became governor. Remember, Howard was elected governor while he was county attorney in Tulsa. So Bob became county attorney and then was elected to the county attorney's job himself. So he was county attorney. Well, he had hired a young guy named David Hall. There are several others. Now, Buddy Fallis, I think Buddy had been in the department and left for some reason because Buddy was not in the county attorney's office when I first went to the courthouse. He was subsequently rehired by David Hall, as I recall. He became David Hall's prosecutor. Chief prosecutor in those days was the number two man in the county attorney's office. And so Buddy was chief prosecutor. I once wrote a piece about him and described him as the peppery little prosecutor. And we laugh about that to this day. I see him. I'm one of the few people, I think, who really know what S.M. Fallis stands for. S.M. is Sevier Marlin Fallis, Jr. But no wonder he's called Buddy. In those days, it was not uncommon. I mean, we'd go in and talk to the judge, anyone we wanted to, nearly every day, and they were very, very kind about it. As a matter of fact, the way the courts were arranged, we could go in through the little ante room that's where the minute clerk hung out and go right into the courtroom. There was a row of chairs in every courtroom where press was invited to sit. We went in, sat really up there pretty close to the judge. And Lee, he would always say, "I really love the press." He said, "You know, I have never been misquoted by the press." He said, "Hell, I don't remember what I said most of the time either." I had a lot of Lee Johnson stories.